Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 19 of the Minor Prophets as we continue our study of Amos with today's devotion, Visions of Destruction. A.W. Tozier once said, "Some Christians have taken all the justice, judgment, and hatred of sin out of the nature of God and have nothing left but a soft God." Our text for today is from Amos chapter 7, verses 1 through 17. "This is what the Lord God showed me. Behold, He was forming locusts when the latter growth was just beginning to sprout, and behold, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. When they had finished eating the grass of the land, I said, 'O Lord God, please forgive. How can Jacob stand? He is so small.' The Lord relented concerning this. 'It shall not be,' said the Lord." This is what the Lord God showed me. Behold, the Lord God was calling for a judgment by fire, and it devoured the great deep and was eating up the land. Then I said, "O Lord God, please cease. How can Jacob stand? He is so small." The Lord relented concerning this. "This also shall not be," said the Lord God. This is what the Lord showed me. Behold, the Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, with a plumb line in His hand. And the Lord said to me, "Amos, what do you see?" And I said, "A plumb line." Then the Lord said, "Behold, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of My people Israel. I will never again pass by them. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste, and I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword." Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, went to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, "Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, 'Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from this land.'" And Amaziah said to Amos, "O seer, go flee away to the land of Judah and eat bread there and prophesy there, but never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and is a temple of the kingdom." Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore figs. But the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, 'Go, prophesy to My people Israel.' Now therefore, hear the word of the Lord. You say, 'Do not prophesy against Israel, and do not preach against the house of Isaac.' Therefore, thus says the Lord, 'Your wife shall be a prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be divided up with a measuring line. You yourself shall die in an unclean land, and Israel shall surely go into exile away from its land.'" Amos can be better understood if we remember how this book is organized. First of all, in Amos 1 through 2, we have 8 prophecies. Then, in Amos chapters 3 through 6, we have 3 sermons. Then, in Amos chapter 7 through chapter 9, verse 10, we have 5 visions. And finally, in Amos 9, verses 11 through 15, we have 5 promises. Today's scripture begins the section on visions. God showed Amos a picture of Israel's future, revealing the total destruction of the nation's land, buildings, and people. The first vision revolved around the judgment of locusts. That was from Amos chapter 7, verse 1. The locusts were devouring the land's crops, and Amos knew that losing the crops would result in nationwide starvation. Amos knew that Israel would not survive such devastation, and he prayed to God, begging him to forgive them. Amos had preached to them, and now he prays for them. As someone once said, a preacher has little right to preach to his people unless he has prayed for them. Amos was a preacher who prayed. The result of Amos's prayer illustrates James chapter 5, verse 16. The prayer of a righteous person has great power. The Lord heard Amos's prayer and relented. In this act of mercy, we see that God answers the prayers of the righteous and is always working to bring people to his salvation. The second vision involved a judgment of fire. That's from Amos 7, verse 4. Amos saw a consuming fire that destroyed everything in its path, including the great deep, which probably refers to the Mediterranean Sea. The devastation Amos saw again brought him to prayer. Amos pleaded with God not to carry out the judgment that he saw. Again, the Lord relented. Once again, we see God's compassion, mercy, forbearance, and the extended times that he provides for people to get right with him. But as we shall see, God's mercy does not extend forever. The third vision was the judgment of the plumb line. That's from Amos 7, verses 7 through 9. Amos witnessed the Lord standing on a wall made with a plumb line, and this line was in God's hands. A plumb line is a cord with a weight at the end that builders use to ensure that everything is level. Just as a builder has a standard for straightness, the Lord has a standard for righteousness. As God measured the wall in Amos's vision, he would test the character and conduct of the people of Israel. One may ask, what standard does God use in measuring his people? Well, that answer is found back in Amos chapter 5, verse 24. But let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. God's standard is his justice and righteousness. This is also the message of Isaiah 28, verse 17. And I will make justice the line and righteousness the plumb line. God's people didn't measure up to his standard. He would eventually send his judgment. I will never again pass by them. That's Amos 7, verse 8. That meant God would destroy them. The last half of chapter 7, verses 10 through 17, dealt with the struggle between the prophet Amos and the priest Amaziah. Apparently, Amaziah, the high priest at Bethel, had been listening to the prophecy of God's destruction, and he obviously didn't like what he was hearing. Amaziah knew that Amos was from Judah and had come to Israel to prophesy, and in essence, told Amos to go back where he came from. Anywhere and any time God's word is proclaimed, it will cause a stir in the hearts of people. Some questions to consider. What do Amos's prayers reveal about his heart for God and the people of Israel? How does God's response to Amos's prayers strengthen your love for him? And finally, what would be his findings if God compared his plumb line of justice and righteousness to your character and conduct? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.